All right, now we're joined in the media center by Pro Stock Provisional number one qualifier Camry Caruso, who went to the top with a run of 6.54. If it holds, it would be Camry's first career number one qualifier and just her fifth career start here in Pro Stock. Camry, obviously a big smile on your face. How exciting was that run and to put that number on the board?
It was really exciting. I honestly didn't even know what I ran until I got out of my car, and it felt really smooth, so I wasn't expecting it to be what it was, but I'm really thankful for my guys and my team, and hopefully it holds.
How important is it for you to shake up the upset the apple cart of Pro Stock out here in your first season?
Yeah, I really like to upset the apple cart, so I'm quite excited for it, but everybody's a really good competitor out here, so it's going to be a tough one, but I'm excited for the challenge.
Think that your time and everything will hold up tomorrow, given the weather is going to be a little warmer out there?
Honestly, I'm not sure, but hopefully we can even improve a little bit. We'll see.
So you didn't expect that, you know, that kind of run, but you did expect that you're going to do pretty well coming out here?
I always have confidence in my car and my team because they do a great job, but we just wanted an A to B run. That's kind of our goal at Q1, is always just go A to B and then we can improve off that.
Now, obviously, you went through the walking up to being a Pro Stock driver with Jim Yates and all, but was even qualifying number one provisionally something you looked at as realistic?
Honestly, when I first met Jim, he told me my goals were too high. So I told him under the tower here, I radioed him. I was like, all right, ready to go number one? And he was like, how about we just go down the racetrack? I was like, Jim, we got to aim higher than that. So I've always wanted to, I always aim way higher than I should, but hopefully
that's what are your goals for this year? Like, what were your goals that you told Jim?
Well, when I met Jim at the shop, right before PRI, I told him I wanted to win the championship and win races. And he looked at me and told me, yeah, in 5 years. I was like, well, I'm not going to take that answer. So we'll see.
What's given you such confidence? You know, is it just the confidence you have in this team and what you know they're capable of that kind of allows you to have those kind of goals?
I mean, I have a great team. I got really, really lucky with all of them. They're amazing. But if we can't aim for the championship, then I don't see a point of being out here, honestly.
You're a single car team running Titan Racing engine power. How satisfying is that to just continue to improve on that power when there's other, you know, power generators out there and you're just, you know, out here really kind of, you know, planting a flag for Titan?
Honestly, I think it's awesome to be the only car with that power, and it just goes to show that it's okay to step outside the comfort zone and try something new.
Good deal. Awesome. Hey, Cammy.
Of course,
Cammy,
thank
congratulations.
You.
Woo!